Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Isaiah. Read a few verses here. Turn to it. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. We say familiar. It is familiar. Isaiah is known as the mini Bible, so to speak. 66 chapters in this. But Isaiah is a wonderful book. I love reading Isaiah chapter 53. And to me, one of the very powerful scripture. But in Isaiah chapter 43, chapter 43, starting at verses 1. Read down to maybe the first three verses, and then I'll share with you what's on my heart. I have studied this in the past, but it is not what I have studied on to preach first tonight, but we just mind the Lord tonight and go with this. But verse 1, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 3, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I've gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia, Seba for thee." We thank the Lord for that passage of Scripture right there. And if I can preach tonight, I want to try my best. I want to preach on the night on the presence of God. Have you ever been somewhere and you just feel like somebody's watching you? I'll do it to Caleb every once in a while. Now, I promise you, you can go down Rockmart Highway and some of y'all been to our place, and if it's dark and he's home by himself, every light in the house is going to be on. The building lights are going to be on. Carport, ain't a light that ain't going to be on. He don't like being by himself. And I said, "Son, you ain't got to worry about being scared of the dark. There ain't nothing there in the dark that's not there in the daylight. And y'all pray for me. I wasn't going to pick on y'all. I hope he's happy. It's dark at 5:30 now. I hope he's tickled to death. He'll see this, won't he?" Anyway, have you ever been somewhere and you realize somebody was watching you? Or just wanted to be in the presence of someone? I used to cut grass, and I'm just going to mind the Lord. Used to cut grass for the Haneys. They lived in Cave Spring. They had a big old farm up there and about a 5,000 square foot house and gates get into and all that, and give you a little bit about who they were. Y'all know, are y'all familiar with the TV show MASH? Come out. Y'all familiar with another TV show called The Unit? Used to be on, and I guess 10, 12 years ago, had a military show. Anyway, the unit is an episode. Every episode, every show in that was an actual event of Mr. Haney's life while he was in the military. MASH, which I cannot think of what it stands for, some kind of medical, which is what it was. He was there, and he wrote all that, and they're all true events, so to speak. And I'll never forget, I was cutting one time, and seen where some limos had come and pulled up, and I've been in her house a few times, and you go in, they got a room that you walk, that sit in, look about the size of this church here, then it had another hallway you go down, and had all kind of awards and stuff there, but it's one particular day, Sister Linda, we done cutting and was loading up and getting ready to leave, and limo come pulling up, and I'm going, man, they fixing to go somewhere, and it was three or four pretty popular actors that got out and was in her house, that walked in. My brother Terry, y'all know my brother Terry, They said, you going to go meet them? I said, no, I'm not going to go worry about them. So, man, well, I said, man, we got grass to go cut. I ain't worried about them. They ain't paying my bills. I mean, I got grass cut, Terry. They said, well, this is what he, but we're in the presence of some famous people. I said, well, that's good that you see it that way, but I guarantee you they ain't worried about us. But I want to tell you this, Terry, and I said, I want to know. I said, I can be, and this is what I said. My daddy looked at me when I said it. He said, but Terry, I can be in the presence of somebody more popular and more famous and can do more for me than what they can, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Daddy just kind of looks at me, and I said, Daddy, I'm just telling you the truth. I said, I can be in his presence. I said, Daddy, said, I can get down on my knees beside this box truck with grass all over me and get into the portals of glory. For let us come boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in time of need. No matter where we're at, we can be in the presence of God. Now, I want to do say this right, share with the notes that I've got printed out here that there are times that I believe with all my heart, Sister Kathy, when we get born again, the Holy Ghost is birthed inside our hearts. May the 19th, 1985, when we birthed inside my heart. And he'll be there till I go home to glory. Amen. But I will say, there's been times, even though he's in here, I've not felt the presence of God because I wasn't right where I needed to be. We'll never lose him being inside of us, but we can lose that sense of his presence. Boy, can you, before I read the scripture, can y'all imagine what it was like with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, fellowshipping with God Almighty, when we come down and walk in the garden and fellowship with them? And I've heard people, and this is in my notes I wrote down here, I've heard people say that they had a privilege then that we don't. I said, I disagree with you. I said, one of these days, Sister Kathy, I am going to visibly, and I'll touch on this in a minute, I am going to visibly see my Savior. Clear vision, sings a song. When we see what our faith believes. Well, one day it's going to happen. I'm going to get ahead of myself. But we can be, no matter where we're at, some of the best fellowshippings I've had with the Lord is riding down the road. Boy, Brother Jeff Burb, Sister Kathy's here tonight, was preaching revival for us over at Pleasant Arbor under the tent. And I was going through a battle, one of the first battles we had at Gateway, not at Gateway, but at Pleasant Arbor, and I didn't know really how to handle it. I wanted to honor God. It had me all tore up. I'm riding down the road, and boy, I'd done been crying. I think the Wilts were singing a song on the radio or on the CD, Lord, help me make it. And boy, I didn't realize that the taillights had come unplugged on my trailer. And I'm going down 27. I'm headed to the Farm Bureau to cut the grass down there. And all of a sudden, I see blue lights behind me. So I pull over. I've been crying. I mean, I just had a good time with the Lord, just letting God minister me. When that police officer got up beside me, I done had my registration, had everything there, ready to hand to him. And I went and wiped the tears off my face. And he goes, sir, you okay? I said, well, it's just that kind of let you know, sir. Told him kind of what was going through. Now, Brother Greg, I'm fixed past on this script, on this notes right here. But if you'd rode by, it looked like when he was over there, he said, Brother Hicks, let me tell you something. You know what you need to do? And he started pointing that finger. It looked like he had one hand on my collar. And if you rode by and looked, Pastor T, it looked like he had his hand and he's away laying me on the side of my head. But he was standing there going, this is what you need to do. You just need to go on down there. You just need to go on in and pastor that church. And by the way, Mr. Hicks, Brother Hicks, keep it between the ditches while you go to. Amen? Now let's get out and go pray. Son, I left there. Son, I tickled, slapped the dead. Riding down the middle of the road, having a battle of my life at what I thought was, and God's presence showed up. Man. I got a sneaky suspicion I ain't the only one God's ever done that to. Amen. He does for his children. Amen. He does that. Does it for his children. Might I say the presence of God? I said, Enoch walked with him. He was the first, was not. Walking with him, God said, hey, come on up here with him. Darren, well, he gone. I mean, Enoch, boy, what a story he was, or is. But I want you to know this about the presence of God. He's above us. Oh, I mean, the heavens, He's up there. Josh has referred to it, and I have, and other preachers have. All the political sham our country's in tonight, he ain't got God stirred up. He ain't got him worried not one bit. He's still Almighty God. Amen. And he will. I never forget listening to the truck driver special. Mays Jackson used to say this. I said, God takes good care of me. I'm his own. He said, if there's a biscuit skin in Atlanta, I'll have my crumbs. You know what he's saying, don't you? He said, I once was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. God gonna take care of us because he's above us. Amen. He's above us. He is above us. I want you to know tonight that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, why he's above us, he cares so much for us. He said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows. Amen. He's above us tonight. He can look down and he sees where we are. He's God and I ain't. But I'll be honest with you, there's times I haven't felt like he knew where I was at. Not only that, I want to know the second part tonight. He's underneath us. You say, what do you mean he's underneath us? Well, listen to this right here. He's there to uphold us. He is our foundation. I want you to know this, and this is true about John R. Rice. It said, Mr. John R. Rice, a dear saint of God, some of y'all may know who he was, the soul of the Lord, and all that, gathered all her family around her deathbed to sing how firm a foundation. Well, how many of y'all got, and Brother Josh alluded to it Sunday morning, this is not the Bible, but there's some biblical songs in here. Well, I tell you, I'm glad we have some songs. Well, biblical songs, the boy, we can think, how firm a foundation. When all other foundations, he's underneath us to catch us now. When all other foundations fail, it said it sure is good to know that we are on the one that cannot fail. We're upheld by the one that cannot fall. He cannot and will not drop us. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Boy, he's there. I'm glad, Brother Brad, that not only he's above us, but he's underneath us. Now, I know there's people in this world that think this place happened from a Big Bang theory and it just evolved. I'm glad I'm walking tonight on this earth that God created. And not only created that, he knows me. Out of all the millions of the people, he knows me. The McRae sang a song, he knows me. He knows you too if you're his child. And when we're walking on God's green earth that he spoke into existence, we can't fall. Can't fall. Sister Brenda, we can't. He's there for us. Not only that, you ever heard somebody say, we behind you, brother. We got you. Not only that he's above us and he's underneath us, I want you to know he's behind us. Isaiah 52, verse 12, and the God of Israel will be your rear reward. He got you. I promise you, he is behind us. I heard a preacher say, Brother Larry Parrish said this. I was working at B&B Septic Tanks. I heard him say this, where God leads, I'll follow. He said, also what he feeds, you'll learn to swallow. Heard him say that, but he's behind us. He's got our back. We're all weak in some areas of our lives. If you ain't got none, come to me. I'll give you some of mine. After church, I give you some of my weaknesses. Probably know what they are. It's good to know that that when we stumble and fall, that our Heavenly Father is there to lift us up again. Psalms chapter 37, verses 23 through 24, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him. Matter of fact, Brother Brad, I cannot, if you're born again, you cannot be plucked out of his hand. I'm his. Matter of fact, Corinthians says, I've been bought with a price. He owns me lock, stock, and barrel. I just have a hard time surrendering to him, even though he owns me. He's not only behind us to catch us when we fall, but he's there to encourage us. And it's said of David that he encourages himself in the Lord. Let me tell you how you can do that. Go back to thinking when God saved you. How miserable your life was before you got saved. I promise y'all, y'all looking at somebody, he ought to be in hell tonight, but I ain't going. I can't go. There's a lot of places I can go. I can go to Stone Mountain. We can go to Amicalola Falls. Only day I go back to Alaska. I can't go to hell. Hallelujah. Saved by God's grace. Some of you ought to let that sink in. Abby was singing a song we went to eat the other night, and she was humming a song. And it is a song. I forget which choir I heard sing it. Praise God, I'm not going to hell. I mean, think about that, folks. We cannot go. If you're born again, you ain't going to hell. But he's behind us. Not only that, the fourth thing, he's also before us. Did you know you'll never go nowhere God ain't already been? You'll be some places you think he ain't been there, but he's God. John 10:4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Brother Josh touched on that the other morning. I believe it was the other morning. It might have been the other night. When the shepherd goes before and he lets them into, and he puts them in that pen that he keeps them in at night. And then he'll lay down with his rod and his staff and he protects them. And he's always looking out for the enemy to protect them. He's there with him. He also, when he leads, you know, sheep have to be led. They do. I used to deer hunt on the Sackers farm in Rome, up in Silver Creek area, and he had a bunch of sheep, and it is so true. He said, I've seen them do it. They wander and get in some of the most unusual predicaments if you just let them out. Sheep have to be led. I don't know about y'all, I got to be led. I'm glad he's my shepherd. What do y'all think is the most popular psalm? Chapter 23, y'all say it's probably the most popular psalm. What I was going to preach on tonight was, hang on, there's more. I preached on that at Draper Prison back in the early 90s, and I was listening to Brian McBride preach on that the other morning. Hang on, that word, yeah. He said, hang on, there's more. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, thy rod and thy staff that cover me. There's more that's past that. It means hang on. It's a word that says, but God commends his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. The wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I mean, God's intercepting to say there's more. Can I say to you, Brother Brad, when I got saved by God's grace, I felt that was all that God was ever going to let me do, just get saved. But I had no idea that many years later, he's going to call me to preach. I had no idea many years later, he's going to let me be able to pastor a church or try to pastor a church. I had no idea he's going to let me sing a song or two. There's more to it, amen. Hey, if you be, oh man, hallelujah. I just want to share, if you just be obedient, it's amazing what God will do with you and through you. Why? I want to say yes, because he's before us. He's before us. John 10, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. God leads his dear children. Here's a song I got wrote down, just a few verses, just an intercept of it. God leads his dear children along, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Remember talking about a relationship with God, Brother Brad? He'll do that. I promise you, in the middle of the night when you wake up and you can't sleep at all and you're burdened down, I promise you, if you'll pick up the Word of God, I guarantee you, if you pick up the Word of God and you just start reading, He'll speak to you through it. You can't sleep, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're burdened down and nobody seems to understand, your dog's mad at you, and you, like Brother Josh said, the cat's done up and left you, the chickens don't even peck at you no more. whatever the case may be, if you'll just kneel down and start praying and pour your heart out to God, I promise you, you'll feel the presence of God. Ain't nothing like being in the presence of God. Ain't nothing like it, being in His presence. Why? Because He's above us, He's underneath us, He's behind us, He's before us. Well, like this right here is also beside us. Psalms chapter 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Boy, that's nailing it down, ain't it? That means that's a psalmist right there. I believe psalmist David is one that wrote that, and I'm fixing to turn my fire. Let me just turn to and read that right quick in Psalms chapter. Let me turn to it. Psalms. I'm using my old faithful Bible. I said I know where everything was in it, but let me turn to and read Psalms chapter 16. I love it. One of my favorite passages in this book of Psalms right here. Matter of fact, it's going to help me finish up this particular message tonight, the notes that I got wrote down right here. Here it is. Let me read this right here in Psalms chapter 16. It said, "Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. O God, O my soul, that Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not unto Thee. But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight, their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yeah, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel, and my reins also instruct me in the night season." Verse 8, "I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved." Boy, he's got it nailed down. I mean, because He's beside me, I can't be moved. I'll never forget this. Sister Kathy, you may remember this. I think Sammy Cole might have been driving the church bus at White Oak. And I mean, I was just a youngster. I might have been 8, 9, 10 year old. I think Sandra White was the bus captain. And we'd come in riding vacation Bible school. And she'd have us singing that song as loud as we could sing it. I shall not be moved. I mean, in several other verses of that. I mean, buddy, I'll never forget that. I promise you, if you just set the Lord at your right hand, you'll come to find out you will not be moved. Amen. When you get moved, when you don't set Him at your right hand no more. I've been there and done that. I'm going to move on. Not only is He beside us, I want you to know a couple more things here that the king looked into the furnace of the fire, and he had put the three Hebrews, Josh touched on this Wednesday, Sunday night. The king looked into the furnace of the fire where he had put the three Hebrews to be burned, and he was struck with awe. As he said, there's a fourth man in there. I just don't think that's a fiction. I just don't think that is a made-up story. When I get to heaven, I'm going to get to sit down and bump Brad out of the way, should he get there before I do, and say, "All right, Ananias, Ezra, and Mishael, the God-given name, tell me what it was like to be in the fire and to have your head not be singed or the smell of smoke on you. Tell me what it was like. How many times did you shout? How long did you shout? Did you feel the heat or not? It didn't matter. The Lord was in there with him." Amen. Why? Because that is right in. We're there. Not only that, a couple more things, and not only is He beside us, before us, behind us, and above us, and underneath us, I want you to know He's all around us. In Psalms chapter 139, verses 7 and 10, I, like Brother Josh, do not believe you can have too much of the Word of God. It's all-powerful and infallible and unadulterated. It's the very breath of God written down on paper for you and I. In Psalms 139, verses 7 and 8, it said, "Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there." He's all around us, Brother Greg. He's there. And why can I say He's all around? Because the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God, has been birthed in my heart. He's in here. He's in here. He's in here. Had a guy tell me one time, you don't know that. And I said, well, I do too. Well, how do you know? I said, I was there when it happened. How do you know? I said, May the 19th, 1985. Tell me, it don't matter y'all how many times y'all have heard me say that. Hey, maybe a time I can't remember that. There'll never be a time that he won't forget it, amen. But as long as I know it, I'm going to shout and tell it, amen. I've soon heard Brother Greg's as anybody else, but I love sharing it when I got it. He said, you don't know that. I said, I do. I was there when it happened, amen. Little old church in Norfolk, Georgia, Holy Ghost of God birthed inside my heart. Believe that. That's why I can say he's all around us. I'm his. He's in here. But I will say this, there's been times that I didn't feel his presence, but it was me and not him. He's not moved. One of my favorite stories in all the Word of God, and I've done lied three times. We know we Baptist preachers are good about that. Should have got that out of the way to begin with. Sharing with John, a guy at work for me this morning, he asked me what was one of my favorite stories in all the Word of God. And I said, well, I got several. And I said, but my two favorite to preach on is Acts 27 and the prodigal son. He said, why? Why the prodigal son? I said, well, I'm glad you asked me because I'm going to finish up on it tonight. Or I feel like I would like to. I've been studying something else, even though this thought has crossed my mind a time or two. Then study something else. I said, but you can use a prodigal son and hold so many different. I do not believe you can exhaust any story in the Word of God. When you think you've known it all, Mike Bagwell comes along and he teaches you something else. Even though the prodigal son had left home, he run out of money and he run out of friends. He might have run out of place to stay, but he never run out of God's love. I don't know how many miles he went, but I can tell you how far he went morally, but he never run out of the Father's love. Right. And he came back. But what I want to say tonight is this here. Would it have done that prodigal son any good to repent to himself and say, I know what I'll do. I will arise and go to my father and say, I've sinned before heaven and before thee. I am no worthy to be called. And stay in that hog pen. I believe he knew he could go back. Because he knew his father loved him. And then last but not least, not only that, he's all around us. I done preached on this in John 4:4. Let me turn to it right quick. John 4:4, and I'll be finished. Y'all can probably quote it. I could, but I want to read it real slow. In John 4:4, it's a very, very, very powerful passage of Scripture. I love it. It's helped me get through a lot of things. It says right here in verse 1, 4, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Did you get that? He's in you. In you, Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Might I say to you tonight, I don't know when I'm going. I know I'm going to heaven, Sister Kathy. I'm fixing to lock her down. And I want us all to come to the altar and pray. I do not know when I'm going to heaven other than whenever I breathe my last breath. I do not know how I'm going to leave this body of flesh and get to heaven with my glorified body. I am kind of interested in. I mean, I would like to know how I'm going to die. I mean, but we don't always get that. I do believe in dying grace. Amen. Now, I spoke about that song when our eyes see what our faith believes. One of these days, I do want you to know that a joy that is but a foretaste for a greater and everlasting joy, for when we see our Lord's face. For eye hath not seen, nor ear is heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Now understand that passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It's also from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. It shares about the wisdom. But Brother Greg, I want to be wise enough to know that no matter what I see down here, it's not going to be compared to what we're going to see up there. Amen. It ain't going to be. I'll never forget this. And we fixed to come to the altar and pray. Shanda, I'm on my third wedding band. Only wife. She's my only wife. She is my only wife. First wedding band, I'm riding, going to Draper Prison to preach at Red Eagle on a farm to preach. And I'm crossing the railroad tracks there in Tallapoosa. I'm on a motorcycle. I sneeze and I put my hand back out on the handlebars and off it went. I pulled over, went back, going to try to find it, and I called LaDonna and told her, you know, the big old cell phones that took two hands to hold. Called her and told her, and we're on the side of 100. I'm by myself. I'm meeting the guys in down there in Bowden, and I tell her, the wedding band come off, honey. I promise you, I didn't stop and pawn it to buy a gun. I promise you I didn't. It come off. And I went back and looked for it. I mean, I went down to the creek, but I don't see it nowhere. He said, but you need to find that wedding band. I said, honey, I done about got hit by three tractor trailers, struck out by two rattlesnakes, and an alligator got after me. I said, I can't find it, sweetheart. I got to go preach. She said, but you don't know how much I paid for that wedding band. Oh, that's the love right there. Not really. Second wedding band got stole. Come in the house, and I'm going to the whole story. I believe God was watching over me that day. My neighbor beside me stops me. Hey, Billy, come here. She said, there was somebody in your backyard to get in there. Y'all remember our old house where I had that 6-foot, 7-foot fence around the backyard? Only way you had to jump the fence to get in the backyard. He said, there's a black guy. Could have been a white guy, but said, there's a black guy in your backyard. I said, I seen him jump the fence and come over there. I said, well, did you call the law? No, I didn't call the law. I said, well, I'm glad you stopped me. What if I went in the house and they were sitting there? Yes, I was packing. I had my gun on me. But what if there were three people in the house, Brother Brad, and they were had somebody watching out, and I opened the door and they blasted me away? You can't tell me God wasn't watching out for me that day. And I'm going. I just went to the house to get some money to go make a deposit to pay some bills. And I got a metal milk jug, Pastor T. It's about like that. I had it just about full. Been saving change and $1 bills out for a long time. And I put stuff in there. And I went over to go pick it up and move. This is going to be heavy because you know how big they are. And I'm going in. And man, I about slung it through the roof. I picked up that two-handed cell phone, called LaDonna. You and Michaela been in my change again. No. That's when we realized that the Kindle had been missing, several things had been missing. I walked down to Michaela's room as if I were to know they'd been rumbling through it. But my wedding band got stolen. It's just gold. I'm on my third wedding band. I'm not going to go about the black. Sister Brenda said, Billy, we don't play that game here. Y'all go out there. I was aggravating Corey and anyway, going and all that. But then what I'm getting at, we're going to be in heaven, Brother Greg. We're just getting a foretaste of what we're going to see in heaven. I mean, buddy, we can read the scriptures. Sister Lynn, we can read about the walls of jasper, the gates of pearl. And we can read about the street, and I believe there's one street. I mean, out of pure go. I believe it's 1,500 miles one way, 1,500 miles another way. I mean, what we fight and pay for, we're going to run all over up there. I mean, but we're going to get to sit down beside our brethren and sisters that was martyred, and I mean, just talk to them, and to get to ask Shadrach about Paul. Hey, what was it like when your name was Saul and you met the Lord on Damascus Road? I know it's the same salvation. I want to hear your experience. I've read it many a time in the Word of God, and the Word of God is right there, amen. We're going to be, I'm telling you, I'm excited about going to heaven, amen. That's a foretaste we're going to have. What's in here is going to get me up there. I do not know. I promise y'all. Should I not make it back here Sunday morning? Should I not make it back, Brother Greg, Sunday morning to teach Sunday school? To Bill Hill, Brother Brad, or Brother Dorsey give the devotion for Sunday school? Hear Brother Josh, whoever's going to preach Sunday morning. Hear the choir, be part of the choir saying, should I not make it back to that, Brother Brad? Don't worry about me where I'm at. I got it settled. Amen. Sister Brenda, I got it settled. I may die of a massive heart attack before I get home. But Brother Greg, don't worry about where I'm at. Don't you? I'm putting you in, but don't y'all let LaDonna bring a boyfriend to the viewing. Don't y'all do it. You tell her I said so. I'll hone her. No, not really. I ain't going to be worried. I'm going to be up there. Ain't it good? Can't we be glad that he's above us, he's underneath us, he's in us, he's all around us? Is it just me or am I the only one that feels his presence tonight? And it ain't because I'm here. I'm glad I can feel him. I'm glad, Sister Pastor T, that I'm glad that we have the Holy Spirit of God that speaks to us. And we can know it. He just ain't a God that's just fiction that's sitting up there. He's fact. And we can feel his presence. I'm talking about being in the presence of God. Last thing. Y'all come on to the altar. Can y'all imagine how John the Revelator felt when he was out on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony of the Word of God? Out there all by himself. And it said he was boiled. I mean, he was then tormented and put out there by himself for the testimony of the Lord. Thought he's all by himself, and all of a sudden God showed up on the backside and put it in. John, testify and write down the things that which you have seen and going to see. God's presence. Let's all come pray. Let's all come pray if you can.